pockets of a beer or a cold libation. Let me tell you how I wrote this little theme. I went and took a call from brother Jason, and he tells me that he has a little dream. He says he needs a backwards intro to begin his podcast, and I ask him, what you got? He said, I'll start off with some talking and some moody clips of popcorn fighting fantasy explorations and some groundless exploitation. Kickstarts that I'm watching and some blind unboxings, full month horror movie marathon. Sometimes I let the dogs come on contests, and of course you know it's all about games. That's a slow down, let's just start with the name. It's the Nerds RPG Variety Podcast. The other Jason.
Okay, welcome back to the Nerds RPG Variety Cast Riverside Test 2. This time I have a guest. I have the amazing MW from the worlds of MW Lewis, who's joined me using Riverside's video chat. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm good, Jason. I'm glad you're testing out this new Riverside. I did use it yesterday, actually, to put together my podcast.
Did you use the, where you edit the transcript to take ums and ahs and things out? I was going to try that today.
I made one edit to the transcript. Only one of my clips that I dropped in produced a transcript. The others, I put them in a different way, and they didn't produce transcripts. So I don't know. I got to work out all those details. I noticed one glaring mistake in it, but no, I didn't take out the erms, oohs, or ahs, if there were any. You've heard my podcast. I'm a pretty lucid, well-spoken human being. I don't think I have a lot of those in my... I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you do a lot better than I do, for sure. I'm just playing with the viability of this because it's being forced down our throats whether we like it or not. So
now let me ask you, it's your show. You should ask the questions, but I just want to ask you a quick one. Did you download any of your material from the old one? Because I had to download a few things to use because I had some sounds and audio in there that I use repeatedly in my shows, and I wanted to, so I had to download them, and that wasn't that obvious how to do that. But how did you fare? Did you do it?
So I went a year or two ago. A while back, I switched to all my editing in Audacity, so I actually have all my clips outside of Anchor or Spotify, so I didn't have to download anything.
I see. So you did it before, okay?
Yeah.
So just for your listeners who might be wondering, you went through this already. When you hit the download, at least on my computer, it opened up a new browser window, and I thought it also downloaded, but it didn't. I then had to download it from the new browser window, and it took me three or four tries to realize that was happening, that when you initially click the download, that it's actually not downloading. It's just opening it up somewhere else, and then you can download it. So a minor detail, but it could be tragic if somebody just does it all at the end before they clear everything out, and you think you're downloading it with each of those windows popping up, and you just log off, turn off your computer, you come back on the next day. Guess what? Your stuff, it didn't download. So I'm good. I see you shaking your head. Yeah. I hope people hear that and get that message, because anyway.
No, it's an important message, 100%. Yeah, because I have the same experience. When you click the download, it opens a new window, and then you have to download it from that window. And yeah, because if folks didn't read the messages, you know, if they're like Scott Pilgrim and they get the email and they don't read it. So if they don't read their emails, in June, Anchor's going away.
That's right.
And all your files in Anchor are going to be gone. They're just going to delete them all. So if you don't download them, if there's something you want, it's now your shows are still going to exist.
I was just going to ask you that. Files, so even if it deletes your library, your show will remain intact, correct?
Well, your show's still going to be published. I'm not the technical guy, so I'm kind of talking out my fourth point of contact here. But I assume you could still download your show, but I don't know that for sure. That's something we'll have to find out.
All
my
shows, show has like little clips throughout it.
That's all going to. Well, I think your shows. Yeah, they're not your show that's already published isn't going to be changed, but your ability to download, you know, your shows or parts of your shows might be affected. definitely those individual clips we know are going away.
All right.
So honestly, if you have anything you want on there, whether it's whole shows or anything else, you really should back it up to a different program. You should really back it up separately.
I am going to take time over the next several months, and I'm going to just back it up to a file on a on an external drive. I have a solid state external drive, and just put it on there. And I doubt I'll some of it I'll transfer over to Riverside because I'll use them again, like my little catchphrase or some of my music clips, like for Monday Night AD&D or my Nerds on Sport music. Now, I was thinking of transferring over the great song I sung for Nerds on Sport, but it didn't really hit too well. I actually got some text messages on my phone that asking me to destroy that episode forever, so no one ever has to hear that song again. So I'll just stick to little music clips. But my rap, though, was pretty popular. The rap was pretty good.
Yeah, the rap was good.
Yeah,
it was. Cool. Well, yeah, I'm just playing with this. I don't want this to be too long of an episode. I just wanted to show people that it is viable. It does work.
Well, what are you doing? Tell me what you're doing. Or maybe you've already said, or I'll listen to your show. You're going to explain what your test is, correct?
Yeah, well, I'm just what we're doing right here. Maybe I'll put something after this. I'll put a little bit after this or before this. But I was just, you know, doing a video call with Riverside to show folks that it works.
And you can record like on Zoom?
Well, we're using Riverside right now.
Right, but it records like on Zoom. Like when,
correct, yeah. Well, that's what we're going to find out.
Because that'll be great. Because right now I've been setting up the calls on Zoom, and I'm too cheap. You know, MW doesn't like to spend money. And so I use free Zoom, and I only get like 45 minutes. And my, so, you know, then you know you've heard my show where I'm like, oh, my God, the countdown's on. We got to hurry up.
Right, so I don't know. I didn't see a time limit. So Riverside also has different tiers, a free tier and a paid tier. I didn't see a time limit for the video calls in Riverside. But the big difference is if you have a free tier, you only have one audio stream with everybody's voice in the same stream. Where if you have the paid tier, you get a separate audio stream for each participant. So you could edit each person's audio. Wow.
Well, I make no money on my podcast at all. So I'm not paying for anything. But maybe you, I don't know, maybe you make money and you should pay, but,
I should probably pay, but I don't make any money.
And I have about 20 listeners, so it's not worth it. I'm not putting any money out on it.
This is a labor of love, the podcasting and all the gaming stuff is just a labor of love.
I just spent over $100 on 3 pewter, Grenadier, dragons last night, on eBay. So that's where I spend my money. And they will go under the boat, you know, with key stake. I have key stake out in the yard guarding my collection.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I think I forgot to feed him in a few months, though. I hope he's still alive.
Yeah, you may want to check on that.
I might check tonight.
Yeah. Well, cool. So did you find the editing process? I know it's probably something you have to learn.
I have a free download software called Ease US, and I used the unpaid version of it, the cheapo version of it, and I could not figure out how to edit audio clips in Riverside. I was cutting clips, and when I was deleting the middle part, it would delete the whole clip. Like, it would delete the whole... So But I was trying to rush this out yesterday. My podcast, while I was being paid by someone else to do other things, so I didn't want to spend a lot of time trying to figure it out, so I just cheaped out through the audio in Isis, and then when I heard the final podcast, I realized there was a part of one of the readings that needed a little editing, and I missed it, and it really made me, I hate that. I feel bad about that I left a mistake in, but whatever.
I was going to call and point that out to you, but I'm glad you found that on your own.
Yeah, yeah. It was in reading 8, session 8.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, so we'll see how this works. The big negative for people, maybe not for you or me, but for a lot of people, they use their phone with Anchor and they record on their phone. And even though there's a Riverside app, I don't see a way to use the Riverside app with Spotify. So, but I haven't really played with that very much.
Yeah, I have. I put together only a few shows using the phone. I do record on the phone sometimes. And what I do is I just set up a Google Drive. I put the audio on the Google Drive. Then I go onto my PC. I used to use a laptop, but I got this free because I don't, you know, I got a free computer from work last year. And now I use that, and I go to Google Drive, and I download that phone audio. You know, someone, I know someone who's going to enter the podcasting business, Sonny.
Oh, that's great.
Night of the Winds.
Yeah.
And, so he was asking me, do you use your phone? And I was like, no, absolutely not. It's too laborious. I would imagine like a 7-year-old could make a podcast on their phone with relative ease. But let's face it, Jason, we are the mouse generation.
That's true. That is very true. Point and click.
I need the point and click, man. Yeah. I need to have two humongous screens up too.
Yeah. So, yeah, because Sonny is in the car a lot. He drives a lot. So I think that's probably why he wants to use his phone. But he might have to do like you and just use a voice recording app and then import it and edit it.
That's right. And that's what I told him I do. And I only use the phone rare. Like if something strikes me and I am in the car, like, you know, I'll give call-ins to your show from the car sometimes. And sometimes I record segments of my show. Yesterday's segment, I think, I was out for the walk. You got to hear the train, I'm sure. I love trains. Mm-hmm. So if I was listening to your podcast, Jason, I heard a train in the background, that would be pleasant to me. I would be like, oh, that's cool, the train.
Yeah, you just get dogs instead of mine.
It's just dogs. I like dogs. But I hope you heard that train and thought, that's cool. There's a train.
Yep, it definitely was. Well, thank you. Like I said, I'm going to keep this one a little bit short, but I think we've proven that you can do a video call. And what we'll have to do is continue to play with it and see. And you'll do it with interviews, and I'll try to do interviews with it.
Maybe
we'll see
we'll
how
do
long.
Some video. Maybe we'll do a video podcast through this, actually.
Well, you know what might be neat is the next Friday night BX game. Maybe we could try to use this instead of Discord for
record the whole damn thing and make it a podcast.
Yeah, well, and we'll see how long it lasts and how well it holds up. You know,
that's good. Hey, let's I got a good topic for you. Do you ever change the time of your game because one player can't make it? It doesn't work that way, right? If one player can't make it, you like they're out of luck, right?
It all depends. You know, it we have, you know, different groups I've been in have moved the game time for one player. So it just depends.
I feel you only change the game time when the dungeon master or the game master can't make it. He or she is the only one who gets that benefit, because otherwise there's no game. But I feel if you got a game of 6 or 7 players and one guy can't make it, you this is a good topic. You for discussion, but I don't think you don't reschedule that. They're out.
Yeah, that's a great topic. So, folks, even though Riverside's not going to support call-ins, there are tons of ways to call into my show, and they're all in the show notes. You can use SpeakPipe or Google Voice or send me a message on Discord and email. Let us know, does your group move games for the players or just for the Dungeon Master?
And one player, I mean. Like, I can understand if half the players, that's different. I'm talking one player. Now, in this case, it's the player in my game. He's never missed. And he's leading, he's competitive, he's leading the XP race. And I know why he's asking me, because the way we're playing in old school, if you're not there, your character doesn't do anything, it gets no XP. And right. I know he's asking me because he doesn't want to miss out. And I said, sorry, dude, you're out of luck.
Yeah, no, I can understand that. Well, especially when it's competitive like that, right?
Well, I think he makes it competitive. I don't know if the other six players. I have 7 players now on Monday Night AD&D.
That's great.
That's unbelievable. So I don't think the other 6 are nearly that competitive.
Yeah, and you know the funny thing is, people talk about AD&D is so complicated and it's so hard to use, but these older TSR games really do support large groups pretty well. Much better than 5e and some of the newer games do.
You know, and the modules are designed for the large group. That's why I don't understand why most groups are around 4 people, right? Something like that. 4. That's what it seems to be in the modern world. 4 guys. That's why I don't understand why the henchmen and the henchmen. If you're playing basics, it's retainer. I don't know why that fell out of favor. Because it's really, I guess the DMs just changed the modules, maybe? I'm lazy. I don't do that. Like, if you go into a module of 4 characters and it needs 8, you're probably going to die.
No, yeah, 100%. Well, I think that changed, like, with 3rd edition, where the characters got a lot more complicated and they got the feats and they got a lot more survivable on their own.
Yeah.
And it wasn't... When you moved away from domain play, you moved away from the importance of having hirelings and henchmen and followers and things like that.
Well, you know what it was, too? You moved away from the role player.
Yeah.
The role playing went from you're playing a role to you're now an actor. That's how it went. Back when we grew up, you were playing the thief role or the fighter role, and now everybody can do everything. Anyway, we've gone far astray here.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear the call-ins, though. I don't get call-ins on my show because except from you. So So I'm gonna wait and hear people call into your show to answer these questions.
Well, I look forward to hearing the answers too, because it's a good question, and I think, I have some more thoughts on this, but I'm gonna wait to get the call-ins and answer.
Yeah.
I don't want to influence any callers.
And Jason, I gotta put you on the spot. Where are you on the DM alignment spectrum? Are you are you a lawful good DM, or are you chaotic evil? Where are you? Where do you fall on the spectrum? No neutrals either. No cop outs.
Oh, well, actually, you say no neutrals. I was gonna say lawful neutral.
you either lean more towards good or you lean more towards evil. It's one or the other. So are you so you're by the book, lawful.
Yeah. I'm more of a lawful good. There are some games I'm more chaotic good, but like with AD&D or something like that, I'm more lawful good. I want to follow the rules, but I'm still a fan of the players. Well, so are you, though.
Right, so that's the good. The good is you're not out, and this is no criticism to the Brian Larches and the Scourges of the North. They want to kill the players. Like, they think their job is, and that's okay. I enjoy playing with those people, actually, quite a bit.
Right.
You're more like me, though. I the players die fair. They die fair, but I'm not like, as soon as they go in that room, like, half of them are going to die. I don't play that way. Right.
Yeah, well, think about it. When Brian Large's cleric in armor fell off the boat, we took time. You took 5 minutes or so. You looked for every possible rule to give that character every chance to survive.
Because my first thing was, you're going to die. You're going to drown in chainmail. But then I said, I went in the wilderness survival guide. Mm-hmm. I looked it up and I said, and then everyone, and like Brian was kind of like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm dead. But I want to make sure, because I'm lawful good. Now, lawful evil, I just say, and this isn't bad. Again, I got to be careful here. You know, Jason, the world with nuance is just, there's no such thing as nuance. Lawful evil, most scourge be like, you fell in the water, you're dead. And then everyone laugh. Oh, I'm dead. And that's fine. That's a stop.
Yeah, I'm okay with that kind of game, personally.
You're more like me. You're like a lawful good. Yeah. Cool.
Well, but I don't get as tied up into my character. I mean, I like my characters, but... You know, you're going to die in these games. I mean, look at the last Friday night game. You know, my character got bit by, he got eaten by giant rats and he died, right?
So your character is the Murphy Brown assistant in our game. Your character doesn't survive. And you're in one episode. Each of your characters comes in for one episode.
Right, right. Yeah, guest star today, or, you know, guest appearance by Jason.
Yeah. All right, Jason.
Okay, take care.
I hope we did enough. Talk to you later.
Yeah, this is great. And I look forward to these calls. And yeah, thank you for helping me test this new technology out that we don't have a choice but to use.
It's actually, it seems like an upgrade, fortunately.
Honestly, it's better than I thought.
Yeah, so I was surprised when I saw it. Yeah, okay.
Okay, take care. Talk to you later.
Yep.
Oh, don't hang up until it says finished updating, by the way, at the top of the screen. If you look on the top of your thing, it has that updating thing. Don't hang up till it says stop updating.
All right. Oh, I see. Uploading. I see.
Yeah, wait till it says stop up, because I read a tutorial that said tell your guest not to disconnect until that says stop.
All right. That's a good thing to mention here. It's up at the top for me. It's on the right-hand side on the line that says Riverside. Then it says Jason Studio. And then across the screen, it says 99% uploading.
Yep. Awesome.
So we got to wait for that to finish.
Right. Yeah, it'll say completed. Okay, well, I'm going to stop the recording now, but we're not actually going to disconnect till that says that. Okay, folks, this is the after recording. That first part of the show was all done through Riverside, and this part I'm actually recording in Audacity, although I'm going to try to upload it to Riverside and finish the editing in Riverside. So back in, I don't know, about 2 minutes and 53 seconds, into the podcast. MW is talking, and he has a couple ums and ahs in there. That was not picked up by Riverside. So if you're not familiar, what happens when you do these video recordings is it does a transcript. It uses AI, artificial intelligence, and it provides a transcript. And if you edit that transcript, you can delete words to take ums and ahs out. But the AI transcript did not pick up all the ums and ahs. So I'll still end up doing my editing in Audacity probably, because I'm pretty bad with all those kind of little noises and interrupters and things like that. The other thing I want to mention is it took a long time to render. I'm doing this on a MacBook Air, and we recorded it. It was about an 18-minute recording, 18-minute, 28-second recording, and it took a long time. Initially, it showed it was ready, but it only showed my video and only had my audio. And then next time, I waited a couple minutes to try to pull it back into the editing part of Riverside. It's a web app. You have to go there, use their web app. Then it showed MW, but it still didn't have the transcript. Then a few minutes later, the transcript was finally available. So it is kind of slow in rendering everything. What you do is you go, for those of you the podcast, you go into Spotify, like you're going to create a new episode in the Spotify Anchor web browser. And there's an option in there. It's in the lower right of my screen to use Riverside. And when you click that, it'll launch Riverside. You can sign in with your Anchor account, not your Spotify account, but your Anchor account. And that'll create you a Riverside account. And then you do it all online. We talked about it. I haven't messed with the web app or the phone app, I should say. I don't know that the phone app works, to be honest. The other big thing with this, of course, is that you can only use it right now with Chrome, with Brave, and with Edge. According to Riverside, they don't support other browsers. So if you're, say, an Apple user, you can't use Safari. You have to download Chrome or Brave or whatever to use this. So that's going to be a hindrance for some people as well. I'm not sold on this, but I am curious, and I'll keep playing with it a little bit. But I've got a feeling my MO is going to be to record everything separately, edit in Audacity, and just upload finished episodes. But I am curious about the viability of the video calls as a replacement. It won't be a replacement for Zoom for games, because Zoom has other functionality in games. It has whiteboards and other things. But it might be a viable replacement for doing interviews. I don't know. Anyhow, let me know what you think. Let me know how you thought that first 18 minutes was, how viable that was, and answer those questions that MW asked. And I will talk to everybody. I'll be back on Wednesday. So I hope you enjoyed the bonus episode, and I will talk to you later. Until then, be excellent to each other. Who's on the phone? Your auntie or a joke about your spouse, but the operator's screaming it's coming from inside the house. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Well, the audience is pretty sure he took a pretty head, and the only question left is if the fiddle shoot him dead. Bring on the gore, bring on the gore. I want some. Is a dice man and oil is by the tipper, and I'm assuming that your partner back there in the wood chipper. Don't look away, don't look away, don't look away, don't look away. Well, the zombies are arising and the world has gone to heck. We're living for the dying and we're dying for the train wreck.